Lord, may your Holy Spirit come down, blessing each of us, blessing this ministry of St. Mary's Church, and equipping us to bring the values of your kingdom to the world. We offer this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Pentecost, 50 days after Easter. It's the day when we celebrate the coming of the Spirit. Pentecost is also known as the birthday of the church. This is the day when it all began. And today I'd like to deal with three things. One is the origins of church. Second, community. And third, mission. Let's start with origins. The reading from the book of Acts is one of the powerful readings in Scripture. The disciples have had this amazing experience of Jesus. They walked the hills with him, they shared his ministry, and then the authorities killed him, and they thought it was all over. But God raised Jesus from the dead. And over the course of the last 50 days, we've heard about different stories of Jesus revealing himself to his disciples. And then as the church tells the story through the year, we come to the Feast of the Ascension, 40 days after Easter, and that's when Jesus is taken up into heaven. And then 10 days later on Pentecost, we hear this story. A story of the disciples gathered, having been through all of this experience, uncertain about what to do now. Was it just a mirage? Was it just a good memory? Whatever it was, it's in the past. And we're still here. What do we do? And then we're told in the book of Acts that the Spirit came. It came in the form of wind and fire. We're told that the fire descended on the heads of the disciples, and they began to speak in other tongues, tongues in which they'd had no training. And the understanding that they took from the experience was that they were meant to tell the story of what had happened to them to all these people and nations around the world that they had never encountered before. They were being called by the Spirit to press into life in an entirely new way and to go in directions to peoples, to nations that they never experienced before. And the Spirit gave them the power to do that. The power to do it. The power to be part of the church, not just as community, but also as mission, pushing out into the world. One of the things that we do today is we go through the baptismal covenant again. And Wheezy spent a good bit of time in the adult forum going over the vows that we make in the baptismal covenant, because in one sense, we never can be reminded enough of what it means to be part of the church, especially on a day like this when we celebrate the beginning of church life, which is the largest and biggest manifestation of God's Holy Spirit at work in the world. But the two promises that are made are responses to the question, and this pertains to building community. The first one, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? That's about building community. That's the church as community. And then the other one is all about mission. Will you work for peace and justice and build bridges to all people? Those are the two thrusts. And in one sense, they complement each other, because the world is a challenging place. It beats us up. Certainly there are high moments of faith and things we need to give thanks for, and we need to live out of that thanks of thanksgiving, but life is tough. It's challenging. And we need places of refuge, places to gain our focus, places where people can put their arms around us and support us and encourage us so we can go out there and fight another day dealing with the issues and challenges which each life has. And I think that's what keeps the church strong and important. And then the other piece of it is that we are called to mission, that we're called to be sent. And these two things stand in tension. One of the issues that can happen in the life of the church is we can draw the wagons in a circle. We can huddle up, because the world is an intimidating place sometimes. And we just want to stay in the circle. And we begin to lose that contact with that sense of mission. See, both of these values are important, but we can lose track of that. And actually, as church community, I think what we need to be mindful of is the next person in the door. That in a real sense, what we, as so many of us as regulars in the church, we're holding this space for the next person that walks in the door. Somebody who's wrestling with some big question in their lives. Some person who's lost that context and meaning and is searching for value, something to hang on to. That we are holding this space for that person who walks in the door. That's the sense of community that we need to be attentive to what's going on, because what happens is we forget what it was like for each one of us to walk in the door the first time. We walk in the door and we begin to get to know the people around us, and they support us and encourage us. We enjoy being with them, and we forget. And when we come to church on Sunday morning, it's so good to see everybody again. And of course, it is good to see everybody again. Friendships are formed. That's part of the vitality of Christian community, of church life. But what about that person who walks in the door searching? If we're too busy spending our time with our friends in the church, we may miss an opportunity. We may miss a chance to provide meaning and purpose for a person who really is searching. Searching for a connection to God. Searching to understand what the nature and purpose of Jesus' life and ministry were all about. And sometimes just a smile, an open greeting, it can make all the difference. That's what we need to do as a community. Not just support each other, not just be involved in the spiritual practices that help us to have hearts open, all hearts open to the next person who walks in the door. And the other aspect that makes the church special and unique is the mission. The mission, which is made so clear in that reading in Acts, that we need to be pushing outward. That the whole point of coming here for an hour on Sunday morning is to gain the energy and strength we need to be out there to push back the forces of darkness, the challenges of the world. And we do it through lives of Christian service, through advocacy for the poor and the weak, through empowering people who don't seem to be able to do much for themselves, to empower them, especially the poor and the marginalized. It's the mission of the church to build God's kingdom out there in the world. And of course, in this day and time of polarization and separation, that's the kind of voice and the kind of presence that's needed now more than ever. To be reaching out, to give our lives away. The example of Jesus was to give and give and never count the cost. Eventually, he gave his life away. And God said yes. He put an exclamation point on that life. God raised Jesus from the dead. That's how you and I are meant to live. And of course, one of the spiritual paradoxes is the more we're able to do that, the more we're able to reach out, the more we're able to live for other people, the richer our lives become. It is a deep spiritual paradox. So on this day of Pentecost, as we gather in this place, let us pray that the Holy Spirit will descend upon us, that it will show each of us what we need to be about, to use the gifts and talents that God has given each of us in ways that bring blessing to others. And also pray that the Holy Spirit descend and continue to be present in this ministry, empowering St. Mary's Church to go forward in new ways, reaching out to Goochland County, the city of Richmond, the Diocese of Virginia, the Global Anglican Communion. What is it that God wants us to do right now? And so today, may we live more fully into that tension between being a community in Jesus Christ where we love and support each other, but a community that can be open to the next person who walks through the door, and open to new opportunities where we can bring the peace and joy and light and hope of God's kingdom to all those larger communities beyond our walls. May God give us the energy and the power and the spirit to do it.